Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, folks, today we are talking to a Lifestyles member who was able to weather the storms of COVID, the COVID shutdown, as a business owner, in part because of her passive investing in rental real estate. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am with Poonam Patel. We're going to hear her story. She is working on building her, and I want to quote, unquote, fantasy diva lifestyle and retiring herself, all funded by herself. She's kind of a big deal. She's actually done a TED Talk. She's a firecracker and really excited to have her with me on the show today. So Poonam, just as we get started, just kind of introduce yourself to the audience, who you are, where you grew up, those kind of things. And then we'll get more into your, talking about your non-real estate background. Then we'll get more into your family background and what you did growing up.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the amazing introduction, and thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to share my story. So, yeah, my parents arrived to America from India, so I'm first-generation American, and so I live a dual life in a way. I have my Indian collective society set of rules that I live by, and then I have this American individualistic society rules that I abide by. And so life is very colorful, especially when both pieces cross.
Now you told me something. You said you had no real estate experience before Lifestyles Unlimited, but that's not completely true. You didn't have any residential real estate experience, but you did have a different kind. What I'm thinking was a great business education with your dad starting in about third grade. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So when my parents came to America, their degrees, my dad was an engineer, didn't exactly hold the same weight in America. So They struggled a lot trying to support our family financially. And one of the things that our community, our Indian community, leverages is their knowledge around the hospitality industry. So it was an easy way for my father to make an entry into that world. So when I was in second grade, my father purchased a 25-unit motel out in East Texas, which over time he built a second story and doubled the units.
Like what town specifically?
Sulphur Springs, Texas.
Okay.
So it's between Dallas and Texarkana on I-30. So, yeah, through there, I learned a lot about how to operate a business. I learned how to do accounting, income, expenses. I learned a lot about operations. And sometimes when the maid didn't show up, I was the maid. When the maintenance man didn't show up, I was the maintenance girl.
Can you actually fix stuff?
I can, but don't tell my husband that.
Okay, we'll keep that a secret. I'm not able to do that at all. So you got one up on me. So you had a great business education from your father starting at a very early age, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you said you were a silent partner on a small 12 unit at age 27. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this was a situation where I had an opportunity to help somebody maintain their footing on a property if I agreed to be a silent partner, 40% equity, then that person would be able to maintain their living situation. So I was able to help them, but also experiment with being a silent partner for the first time.
What about your degree? You went into business. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I originally thought I was going to be a doctor, and then in college, I was able to take two elective classes, and I chose a class called Architecture and Culture and Architecture and Thought. And after taking that class, I changed my major straight away to architecture. So both my degrees, my bachelor's degree and master's degree, are in architecture, and I love architecture so much. It's so awesome.
And you've done, tell us a little bit about what you've done, because you You caught somebody's attention doing something. Somebody that's kind of in the news a little bit today, correct?
My earlier career, I worked in commercials, so I got to work on some really cool casinos, hospitals, headquarters of some popular Fortune 500 companies. The most notable project here in Dallas is called Park Lane. It's a mixed-use development across the street from North Park Mall, and it's 33 acres, two exits long, along 75. Then after some time, I transitioned into residential and started my own business. So it's been 7 years now where I work on residential, helping families create a harmonious, peaceful, beautiful environment within their home. And one of the things that is so interesting and awesome is when there were conversations about Elon Musk leaving California and coming to Houston and Dallas, I went out on a limb and designed a headquarters for him, very conceptual, very schematic, and created this really cool animation video with my marketing team that I have helped from, and straight up just sent it to him. Said, hey, you're coming to Dallas. Here's what your headquarters could look like. And you will not believe that his assistant replied saying, hey, Elon forwarded me your email. Here's how you join our vendor list. I was crazy for 2 weeks after that.
That's pretty exciting. That's kind of a big deal. Hey, we're coming up to a break here in just a couple of minutes. Folks, we're talking to Poonam Patel. She is working on her fantasy diva lifestyle, but she wants to retire herself, all funded by herself. The way you get started with that is you go to our free workshop. It's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. It is all live streamed, so you can watch in your pajamas. The next one I'm doing is April 22nd at noon. You can go and sign up for that at the website, and we'll teach you the five ways we make money in real estate and the principles that we use to run our business. I want you to stay with me. We're going to hear more of Poonam's story on the other side of the break, and we are working on your financial freedom.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are working on your financial freedom, and today I've got Poonam Patel with me. She is one of our Dallas area members. She is working on her retirement. She is a first-generation American. Her parents are from India. She worked in her helped with her father's, had training with her father's hotel as a third grader on up, working with him as he ran a 22-unit a hotel. And right before the break, we were talking about the fact that she actually got a response from Elon Musk on a deal, on a architecture that she had done, which is just amazing. That's just great. And something else I want to talk about is the 401k. It's, Poonam, that's the holy grail of investing. It's your lifeline. It's your path to riches. It's your only chance in the world at retirement, most people think. But you came to a different realization as a young woman. Tell us how you came to that conclusion.
Yeah, so I think I had a little bit of a cheat sheet compared to most people. You know, growing up in the hospitality industry, I knew that you could make a lot more money than what these 401k people were telling me. So I remember, I guess I was probably 21 when I started my first job in an actual architectural firm. You know, I was only making $35,000. Okay, so my contribution to my 401k is, like, embarrassingly almost nothing. Mm-hmm. And so here I am in my office, in some office room with this tall guy in a suit trying to convince me that the best decision I can make in my life is to put my money in a 401k. I straight up asked him. I said, if this is the best thing that I could possibly do, then why aren't you on some yacht somewhere having the time of your life and dealing with an intern?
He's trying to sell you on that instead of enjoying the good life. And what happened with your 401k?
So that was early, I guess, 2005 when that happened. And then we all know the recession happened, and I lost a lot of my money, like for pretty much everybody else who had money in 401k.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, if these degreed professional experts can lose my money, I am 100% confident that I can lose my own money.
That's awesome. I want to print that out and put it somewhere. If these degreed professionals can lose my money, I'm 100% confident that I can do that myself. It's interesting, when David Fisher does the two-day financial freedom seminar, he asks people, how many of you believe that the stock market is gambling? And pretty much everybody will raise their hand. Then he says, how many of you invest in the stock market? And pretty much everybody raises their hand. And it's always kind of a telling moment and a funny moment. But the reason is because they don't know where else to go. And that's one of the things we teach with Lifestyles Unlimited. But you stopped putting your money into your 401k in 2009. And so what'd you do instead?
Having the profession that I entered, architecture, I love what I do. At the same time, even though the education and the residency, the 3 years of experience we have to get and all the exams we have to take, did you know doctors have to take 3, but we have to take 9? Yeah, so we have a lot we have to go through, but then we don't get paid that much. So I always knew that I had to find ways to supplement my income. 401 definitely wasn't it. So I decided that, and I love learning how to invest and do all that, so I knew that I was eventually going to start my own business. So I was kind of just saving all of that for when I would launch my own design studio, but in the interim, kind of figure out things to do with it. So I experimented with mass production, and I got some things made that I sell, and then I tried to learn how to take control of investing in stocks on my own, doing my own research, reading the, you know, financials and figuring out what a company to invest in is. You know, that didn't get me very far. I was only making between $4,000 and $10,000 extra a year. Nothing significant that could help me get to where I need to go.
But you were making that much. Were you day trading or just investing in stocks?
Swing, you know, like. And it was a great time to invest between, you know, 2009 and before COVID. You know, it was easy to make.
Good job. Good job. And so then you decided to go ahead and get into actually open your own firm.
Yeah. So I didn't take out a business loan. I started my design studio with $6,000.
And how did that go?
Oh, you know what? It went really well. My first year, I made the same amount as my salary, working a third of the hours. And then the second year, I made, around probably $60,000, which is still not bad considering I'm the female minority woman competing against all these experienced 60-year-old men, you know, and it's pretty cool what I was able to do. And then my third year, I was able to reach six figures. So, and I had 5-star reviews. I started feeling very good about where I'm at. So I decided to go legitimate. You know, I got an EIN number. I got a business bank account.
That's good. That's good. And so you did that. And, you know, one thing that you mentioned as a woman and a minority, ethnicity, I think is very interesting. First of all, anybody can succeed. In fact, the highest income earners in the United States, last time I checked, were people of Indian ethnicity. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have people of every ethnicity retire themselves in 5 years or less because we give people the map and we teach them how to do it. If you're listening, you need to stop looking for a way out and get determined. And like Poonam, find a way in. And Poonam, good job on doing that in the architecture business. And then you actually met somebody Supriya Sirimon, it reminded me, I was looking at your story, and Tony Robbins said, if you want to be successful, find someone who's achieved the results you want and copy what they do, and you'll achieve the same results. And that's in part what you did with Supriya. Tell us about that. Tell us how you met Supriya and how you guys became friends. By the way, Supriya is one of our top award winners with the National Apartment Association, which is the largest apartment association in the United States. She is an award winner. She's one of our great lead investors. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so although I aspire to be a diva, I'm actually a diva. I'm a nerd. And I say that because I still keep in touch with a lot of my professors from over 20 years ago. And so whenever my professors come into town for whatever reasons, alumni events or whatever, I have dinner with them. So one of my professors, we were having dinner around Clyde Warren Park, and he said, hey, you should meet Supriya. And so I blind text messaged her without knowing who she is. It wasn't even in person with all three of us. He just gave me her phone number. So I texted her. I said, hey, do you want to grab a glass of wine? And she said, yes. And so our friendship started, I don't know, I think early 2016 or 2017. Our friendship has been something that's
hold,
great.
Hold right there. We're going to continue on that on the other side of the break. I'm talking to Poonam Patel, and we are working on your financial freedom.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I got back into real estate about 1997, 98. It was the first year I ever bought a house. And I bought a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage house for $25,000. I didn't pay $25,000 for the house. I put $2,000 down out of my pocket to buy the house. It was 10% down, which was $2,500, $500 to closing costs, which was $3,000. But the tenant, before I moved in, the broker had leased the house, and he gave me at closing a check for $500 for the rent plus $500 for the security deposit. So I had $1,000. I only brought $2,000 to the table. Now, that house today is worth in excess of $150,000.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm speaking with Poonam Patel. She is one of our Lifestyles members who is working on her financial freedom. And right before the break, she was telling us how she met Supriya Sirimon. Now, she met her through an architecture professor that Poonam had in college. What she didn't know is that she's meeting kind of one of the superstars of Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually had Supriya on the radio May 1st of 2021. And Supriya, to kind of give you the backstory, in 2006, she was diagnosed with cancer. She went for her first chemo treatment. She was working 20 hours a day because she's a little crazy, but she went to her first chemo treatment. She came out, she called her office, said, hey, how are things going? The answer was, the business is closing. You lost your health insurance at the end of the month. And if she wants to live, she has a lot of cancer treatments in the future, a lot of chemo treatments that are $50,000 a piece that she has to go through. And I remember asking her the question, did you just go lay in a field in a fetal position and cry? And she said, no. She said, I put on my wig, because the chemo was taking away her hair. She said, I got my resume together, and I went and I found a job. And she realized at that moment that corporate America would not take care of her. She joined Lifestyles Unlimited. She bought an apartment community, and she ran it with such excellence that in 2019, in her category, she was the number one apartment operator in the United States. Out of all the apartments that you see in the United States, she was number one. That's who we're talking about right there. And she realized that real estate was going to give her the financial freedom that she needed. And so Poonam, you met her, you guys became friends, and she started kind of being an evangelist for Lifestyles Unlimited for you, right?
Oh, yeah. She kept talking about this case study thing, and I was like, blah, blah, where is it, Irving? And then in my mind, I was like, I don't pay these premium property taxes just to drive out to the suburbs. So long story short, she finally got me to go. So I took my husband thinking, you know, I'll just snack here and have a sip of wine, you know, and my husband would take it. Nothing happened. But a planted in terms of action, right?
Yeah.
But seed was planted in my mind. And I never really thought that this was something that I could do with the kind of money that I made. But if you ask me now, after being involved in this for 2 years now, I realize I'm 38 years old right now.
Okay.
I realize that I actually could have done this when I was 21 or 27, somewhere between that time.
Wow. And as folks are listening, I want you to understand what she just said. If you're 21 or 27, that is not too young for you to be able to do this. And in terms of case study, I want to kind of explain what that is. Every month, multiple times a month, we have in-person and online case studies where a member will tell about an investment they've made, whether it's an apartment complex or a single family home, or now even as a passive investor in an apartment community. And when I say they tell about a deal they did, they tell everything. I've noticed when I have good friends who have success in some kind of financial endeavor, I always feel like they're holding their cards kind of close to their chest. They're not going to tell me everything, right? They're going to say, wow, I made a killing. How'd you make the killing? Oh, you know, whatever. I did it. And that's not helpful to me at all. They tell everything. Here's the GC I used. Here's the CPA I used. Here's the realtor I used. They will tell everything about the deal. And so you went to that. And what kind of finally pulled you across the line and you said, okay, I need to go to the two-day financial freedom seminar?
I realized that this is something that has the potential to take me to where I need to go in terms of retirement, the lifestyle I want to live. I just didn't think that I had the initial investment required to do and make my first step. And I was very wrong about that.
That's good. And so, but you did, you went to the 2-day financial freedom seminar, and that's where we teach you how to locate, negotiate, rehab, lease, manage single family and multifamily properties, how to invest passively in properties. Were there some big aha moments for you during that financial, by the way, who taught the financial freedom seminar that you went to? Was that Dell or was that David Fisher?
It was actually Ed Faulkner.
Oh, okay. Great. And were there any big aha moments for you during that time?
Way too many. So I'm a high achiever. I put a lot of pressure on myself. And one of the things that has always been a thorn in my side, something that I've always been disappointed about, is that I didn't own any real estate. It was crushing for me because, you know, I just wanted to be the best version of myself. I wanted to, you know, it's just something, a metric of success for me. And I was not able to do single family because I never thought I would qualify for a loan. Sure, I could have enough for the down payment, but how would I actually qualify with my W-2 income? And even with my business, right? Like a Schedule C, like I don't know how to qualify for a loan with a Schedule C. One of the biggest aha moments for me at the 2-day was that I could just skip over all those hurdles and go straight into multifamily, invest passively, and nobody's going to look at my W-2 or my Schedule C.
Let me explain that to folks. What she's talking about is there's a lead investor. They're the ones that are signing on the dotted line. It is their credit that is approved. There might be, and so they're the ones that are taking the risk. The passive investor just says, yeah, I'd like to invest with you. Almost like in terms of qualification, it's the same as investing in a mutual fund. There is no qualification. You just put your money in the deal. It's part of an LLC. All of the benefits of that multifamily property pass through to you. And so go ahead and pick up where you left off there, Poonam.
Yeah. And so in hindsight, it was a blessing in disguise. I'm jumping over all the hurdles of single family and really jumping into the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. You know, And another aha moment I had is that how important leverage is, because we get to now leverage. Because before, when I was doing stocks, I'm only making money of, like, for example, if I'm putting, you know, $10,000 in, I'm only capable of making money on that $10,000. That leverage, if I'm putting in $10,000, I'm actually able to make money off of $40,000. So the leverage of the loan, the leverage of the past investor's money, the leverage of the tax benefit, the leverage of everybody's talent, the leverage of not having to waste my time on single family and still live my passion through my design studio. Passive investing passively has allowed me to have a better, I guess, lifestyle. Yeah, better lifestyle on many fronts that I didn't realize were possible.
Let me back you up on that. So with real estate, we make money in five different ways: through the cash flow, through the equity capture, appreciation, the principal pay down, depreciation, and with multifamily, also forced appreciation, where we can make the property worth more. And what Poonam got to experience is all of those benefits without actually having to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan, without actually having to go buy a property. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I do that. But she's able to do that and still work on her own business, do her own lifestyle while she's investing with a great lead investor, somebody on the, like a Supriya Siraman or somebody. And so you're doing that and things are going, you're ready to go. And all of a sudden there was a, you said, I hit rock bottom in multiple areas of my life. Because what happened?
Yeah. So beginning of 2020, it was such a high in my life.
Stay with us. We're working on your financial freedom. We're talking to Poonam Patel as she is on her way to financial freedom.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
It's going to take you 26, 27 years of your life to go through the system. During that entire time, you will do exactly what the system tells you to do. You will sit where you're told to sit, be quiet, shut up, and don't think outside of the box. School was designed to create dependent people to work in corporate America. I remember when I was in kindergarten, I got my first report card. I ran home to Mom as fast as I could. I said, Mother, Mother, I'm famous already. I'm only in kindergarten. I'm already famous. My mother opened the report card in the bottom where there was a place where the teacher could write something. The teacher just wrote, your son is infamous for talking out in class. And my mother had to explain to me what infamous meant compared to famous. I'm infamous for talking out against the discipline that makes you believe that you need to be dependent the rest of your life.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Wamsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, so good to be with you today. I am David Ruzicka. I am your host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And we are talking to Poonam Patel, who's talking about how she got started and is on her way to financial freedom. And I want to mention again, we do these workshops. They're free workshops. This is the way you discover who Lifestyles Unlimited is. We tell you the five ways we make money in real estate. You just go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, and over the next week or two, there are, I want to say, at least four different workshops that you can sign up for. I'm doing the one on April 22nd. That's next Friday at noon, and you can actually see what I look like. But if that doesn't work for you, I've got teammates. They do a much better job than I do, so you can sign up for one of theirs as well, and they'll do a great job. So want to encourage you to go to that, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Start taking a step forward for your financial freedom and working on your idea that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So Poonam, we're at 2020. You're sky high, everything's going great, you're banging on all cylinders, and where'd you go from there?
Yeah, so everything was great. Everything in when it comes to health, wealth, relationships, everything was going good. It was going great. I had just completed the TEDx talk. You know, Elon's assistant replied back to my cold email that I sent. You know, all of my clients were very, very satisfied with all the design work that I had done for their homes. They all left 5-star reviews. I broke 6 figures in my design studio. Everything was going so well. And I had attended Business Mastery, which would help me move my business in the next direction. And I had just joined Lifestyles. And so I was very, very excited and happy with where I am in my life in this moment and where I was going. And I remember attending, Oprah Winfrey was in town. And so I took my aunt and my two cousins to attend because my aunt has always wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember right before Oprah stepped out onto stage, my aunt received a call with the most horrible news you would never want to hear. And I found out that I lost my father.
Oh my goodness. That's a big call.
Yeah. It was such horrible news because my father was kind of sort of my only advocate in my life, in a way. And we left, and there's no way we could continue attending Oprah. I mean, I was just like,
sure,
not in a good place.
Yeah.
And my father had passed away in Thailand, so there was no way I could go drive to see him. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should stay here, go there. And everything just kind of spiraled out of control after that. I had to put all my projects on hold. As a family, we decided that I would need to go to East Texas to take over my dad's motel.
Right. The one you had grown up working at with him.
Yes. And so, you know, I couldn't even attend to my emotions or my grief because I had to be a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I had to just put my call of duty. You know, I had to show up. I had to do all these things.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't have any income coming in for my business. It was a turnkey business. So financially, I wasn't doing well. Emotionally, I didn't really have much support because if I were to cry, I would set my mom off or my sister off, and I needed to be there for them. And, you know, just taking care of the motel, just, you know, doing whatever I need to over there to keep things going. And, you know, it was a horrible, horrible time for me. And then, of course, we ended up selling that property, I guess. Actually, Alex Clark showed up to the property because I was thinking, you know, how can I get out of this situation, right?
Right.
And so I had asked him, you know, is it possible to convert the motel into multifamily?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that, you know, I was way too new into this environment to be able to pull it off with my emotional state and with everything that was going on.
Sure.
And so we ended up selling it.
Alex Clark is one of our multifamily mentors out of Dallas. I actually had him on the radio within the last month. I want to say it's in the last month. So you can go and listen to that. Also, he helped out Ann Singh, one of our other members who I interviewed on the radio. He told us a similar story. So Alex drove to Sulphur Springs to look at this hotel and help you decide if there's anything you could do with it. How much did you have to pay, or how much of the deal did you have to promise to Alex to get him to drive out there to see you?
It was just
two phone calls. That's what it cost you. See, that's the power of mentoring. Mentors can save you thousands of dollars. They can save you a lot of heartache. In this case, you needed an expert to call in and bring in, and you had that because the Lifestyle's Unlimited. And I'm saying that because as folks are listening, I had a mentor save me $10,000 during the Valentine's freeze because I had a contractor that wanted to replace everything in the house. And he said, no, that's crazy. You do this. And it cost me about a dollar to fix the issue. And that's why you need a mentor. That's why you need somebody backing you up like Lifestyles Unlimited. So I just wanted to really point that out because Alex is such a good guy. And I think that's such a blessing that you had him to come look at that. So you sold the hotel.
Yeah. So, I had to take over the business. My design studio came to a screeching halt, which meant I wasn't making any money during that time. I gave my mom a credit card. I don't know how she gets paid. I didn't know how I was going to pay that off.
And you had some passive income from real estate already because you had done some investing with Lifestyles.
Well,
multifamily.
And I just started Lifestyles, right?
Right.
So I didn't get into deals until a little bit later. You know, if you think about it, I'll get to that point in a minute.
Okay.
And so, I gave my mom a credit card. I had just made this commitment to do this Lifestyles thing, which I wasn't sure if I could, execute on it. And then, with everything that was going on, and then I remember when we sold the property, I had put so much pressure on myself. I remember that moment very well because I was feeling like a failure with my business because there was nothing going on. And I told myself, and then also the announcement of COVID and getting COVID myself.
Right.
You know, it was a lot of like things that were not happening, the things that were not going good. I remember thinking in that moment, that I shouldn't put so much pressure on myself because, I haven't even attended to my soul. I haven't even grieved yet. I've just had to put my soul on hold, my emotions on hold, just so I can perform and get through the storm.
Yep.
And I remember telling myself that, no, I don't need to go find another client and get my business back to where it was, when it was early 2020. Instead, I gave myself permission to just take care of myself. And I remember crying so much. I was pulling weeds in my backyard on my hands and knees for hours, just crying. I didn't know you could throw up from crying.
Oh, that is a hard, hard time. And I want to encourage you on one thing, because you mentioned Tony Robbins off the air. He says, there is no failure. There are only results. Everything you do is either a success or a learning experience. And so I know during that time, you learned quite a bit. We have about 2 minutes left. So where did you go from there? What did you do?
So in between that whole storyline, I was crushing it with Lifestyles in terms of doing my education, doing my networking through Zoom. Since it was COVID, we couldn't do it in person.
Right.
And within a very short amount of time, I was able to get into my first deal pretty quickly. And so within a time period of 9 months, I was already in 8 passive deals.
Okay, I want everybody listening to hear that. Within 9 months, you said 8 passive deals, because I always get the question from people, what if I can't get into a deal? What if I can't find a deal? How long is it going to take me to get into a deal? How'd you get into 8 passive deals so quickly?
I think, first of all, I was determined. I said, I got to make this thing work because once I decide I'm all in, I'm all in. So
right.
In the evening times, that's how I committed and just got through it. I did all my education. I asked all my questions. And I attended all the webinars and asked. That's actually how I think people got to know me, because I was always asking questions when really I was just trying to reduce my anxiety in terms of, this money that we're putting in. And so, I got into my first deal fairly quickly. And then if you ask me today, I'm in 6 deals with 8 properties. That's a total of 1,658 doors. And this decision actually was the light at the end of the tunnel for me during the difficult storm that I was going through, because that's the only income I had at the time.
Yeah.
I'm getting $100 a month. And it's always increasing.
That's so good. I love what you said. We're going to have to close out with this. Lifestyles has helped me bring me and my dad's desire to retire through passive income to life. Lifestyles allowed me to honor my father in this way. He would be so proud.
Del Wamsley,
on how to live the lifestyle.
Whether you believe that being wealthy has to do with producing results or not, you have to realize that all money comes from servicing other people. It's either producing an asset for them, producing a product for them, or giving them a service, providing service. That's the only reason somebody would pay you. That's the only way you earn money is people give it to you, other than governmental taxation of some form. But if you go back to the rich people that are billionaires, they've found out how to give people more benefit. So you say, why does a football player get paid $40 million a year? Well, because on any given Sunday, you've got 20 million people watching that game.
Folks, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Sign up for the free workshop. Thanks so much, Poonam Patel, for being with me today. We are working on your financial freedom. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.